The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one ironclad crew sends the first guard to smaller.
Try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
And good evening. It is Sunday, June 23rd, 2013. And this is another episode of What Are You Reading comic book show. I believe we're on volume 6, episode 15. And I am the man they call the Surfer. That's Surfer. And I don't want to do the show alone, so I want you to call in. I already have one call on the line. I'll introduce him in a moment. But you can call in to talk comic books and other related news and articles and stuff of fun, of a fun nature. And what is my phone number? Jordan, do you know my phone number?
Your phone number, Surfer, happens to be 215. 253-4516.
Or you can hit me up on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. That's all one thing. No spaces. No capital letters. And so Jordan, how are you? How have you been for the last 7 days?
I've been pretty good. Got a birthday coming up this Thursday.
Yeah, and, you reaching puberty again?
No. No, but then the week after that, I'm going to be in Austin for a while. Going to be doing spill.com/RTX. It's going to be fun.
Well, you got a full and fun and youthful life ahead of you.
Well, hey, I'm just going to enjoy myself right now. I'm turning 24.
I don't know where the hell my co-host is. He's not online. And it's Steve Arome. He wants to be fired again. But, yeah, we're here to talk comic books, people. And whether we talk for the next 15 minutes to the next hour, we're here to talk. And you can join this fun. It's always fun.
And I do have a title I want to talk about.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. It's a new 52 title that I have really
enjoyed.
Oh,
God. Here we go with the DC book. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, hey, there was something really from Marvel this week that stood out to me, so I hate to say it, but, you know, there are weeks like that. But, I've loved the New 52 Batman and Robin. I really enjoyed the first run of it, but I really enjoyed it now. I think I enjoyed it a little bit more, I think, since it's Bruce and Damon. It's like an actual father-son superhero team.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I will put out there spoilers. As everyone knows, in Batman Incorporated number 11... No, wait, number 8. Number 8, Damian died. Damian Wayne.
Number 8 of Volume 2. Gotta make that clear.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to explain is, like, yeah, well, he died. I mean, I didn't like the character at first, but I actually warmed up to him. So, I was actually heartbroken. But lately, in Batman and Robin, they've actually doubled. Batman and Robin number 18 has to be one of my favorite single issue comic books ever. This entire completely silent issue is just hauntingly heartbreaking.
Another silent issue, huh? That's been done before.
Oh yeah. I think it might be my favorite single issue come year's end. We'll see.
What?
I
mean, your favorite what, of a silent issue?
Yeah, single issue, yeah.
I haven't read it, but didn't you read the silent issue after Johnny Storm died?
Oh, I did. That was perfect. Well, in fact, that was my favorite single issue the year that was published as well.
Okay.
But lately, Batman and Robin has been having a slew of guest stars, like. Number 19 was Batman and Red Robin. Number 20 was Batman and Red Hood. And now, this week, we got Batman and Batgirl, number 21.
Batman and Batgirl. Yeah, this is copying. You know, they did that with Captain America when they had Captain America and Bucky. Then, of course, Bucky died, even though he didn't die.
I know.
So then they started doing Captain America and... So then you got Hawkeye and Falcon and Black Widow. And when that book don't even exist anymore, do it.
No. Well, we got two more left. We got Batman and Catwoman next month. Number 22.
No, I'm talking about the Captain America book. Doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, anymore. I remember those.
Rage. You got something to add to the show this week?
Go ahead.
There's two more issues left. Clearly, this is meant to be like the five stages of three that Batman is experiencing with each of them. I'm not liking this. It's like, okay, I know Batman's my favorite character, but Batman's an asshole. Okay, Batman is a dickhead.
Well, you're a Batman lover, so don't insult the man now.
No, hey, look, there are many aspects of the character's life, but often he can be a bit of a dick. I'm not blind, okay? But this has just, especially like recently, Batman and Batgirl number 21 has been like, yeah, I'm a dick. It's like, I have not liked Red Hood at all in New 52. At first, I was liking him in this issue, but you know what? I actually like Red Hood better than Batman because it's like he brought him to the site where he was killed. It's like I was wondering if this could stir something in you. I just want my son back. And then Red Hood's just like, "Fuck you, Bruce! You're an asshole. I'm gonna go back to my shitty comic book."
And they haven't picked a new Robin yet, right?
No, there's speculation that the original character created by Scott Snyder back in Batman number 12, Harper Row, is going to come back. But I'm going to have to... But I need to remind some people. Damian Wayne's mother is Talia al Ghul, meaning grandpa is Race, meaning either it is going to be Harper Row, or we're going to get a big storyline involving Damian Wayne and the Lazarus Pit.
When are we going to get a Black Robin? That's what I want. Anyway, enough of that.
That'd be cool. But like I said, this whole arc, I've been like, okay, Batgirl. I'm really loving the Batgirl run by Gail Simone. And you know what? Maybe this can save it. The end of Batman Red Hood number 20 teased Two-Face. So I was like, oh my god, this is great. Batgirl, Two-Face? There's no Two-Face in this comic. Batgirl shows up. It's like, I'm here, Bruce. You need to stop being an asshole. Alright, bye. The only good thing I can say about this so far is that it's introduced Carrie Kelly in main continuity. Carrie Kelly being Robin from The Dark Knight.
Do a lot of people have a problem with that? That they introduced her?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's the best thing of this arc so far. It's like she was actually a friend of Damian. And she's like, where is he? And like, she was even giving him acting lessons. And when she was asked why, by Bruce, she said it was like she wanted to know what it's like to be someone else. I mean, now, like I said, we got Catwoman coming up next month, and then it ends with Nightwing. So, it's cool. Well, then it's just going to stop because of Villains Month. Then October, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. But I really love Peter Tomasi and Patrick Gleason's run on Batman and Robin. I'm just not enjoying this arc so much. I really just find it's really kind of dropping the ball on it.
Okay. What's up, Rage? You called in. You got something you want to talk about?
So I watched Dark Knight Rises a couple days ago.
Man, this is 2013.
I know that.
And you're just watching Dark Knight Rises.
I told
man, that is so. I made it. Man, that Rage, that is so last year.
What do you mean? I'm just getting back into watching these superhero movies. So I got some questions. Okay. To ask you to.
All right, I'm here to answer questions, so you get a pass. Go ahead.
All right, number one, why was the movie so damn long?
Because it was the finale. All the other movies. Let me answer this. All the other movies are long. You know.
No, but this.
Dark.
This
listen, good. Batman Begins, 2 hours, 15 minutes. Dark Knight, 2 hours, 30 minutes. Dark Knight Rises, 2 hours, 45 minutes. You got to keep on the trend, you got to keep it consistent.
Okay, true. All right. So, I mean, I seen, what was the one with the Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker in
that? That was Dark Knight.
Okay. I mean, I saw it in theaters, and I thought it was decent. I mean, I liked Joker, and all that. All right. Next question. Why was there so much talking in this movie and not enough action? Until you got to about the last 45 minutes of the movie.
Okay. Well, what I think Noah was going for is that this is more of a... It's more of a Bruce Wayne movie. So, if it's more of a Bruce Wayne movie, it's not going to be too much Batman. But to me, that also makes the time when Batman is on screen a lot, more cool, cooler and just... Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't look. This movie didn't need to be constant action. Honestly, I will agree to talk. Honestly, I thought Nolan found a perfect balance in Batman Begins, Dark Knight, with the action and talking. But I will damn well say in Rises there was more talking than there was action. But the action we did is damn incredible.
Well, listen. Iron Man 3 did the same thing and pulled it off much better. And I like Dark Knight Rises. I'm not one of these people that hates on it like a lot of people do just because they didn't get the Joker this time around and they didn't understand Bane as a villain. But that's not here or there. Let's talk about a movie from this year, okay? That's Man of Steel.
All right, I haven't finish. Seen it yet, but pitch me. Go ahead. What was you saying?
I wanted to give some box office numbers.
I know the box office numbers. I know it's been making.
No. Let me finish. Okay, this week, it dropped to number 3.
What?
Yes, because two new movies came out this week.
I didn't think World War Steel was third place. Good.
What?
I didn't think World War Z would do that good.
Well, let me tell you. First, Man of Steel made $41 million for the weekend. Now, that's good money, but it's a big drop from what it made last week.
Oh, shit.
World War Z, which isn't a comic book, but it's considered that type of genre because, people like zombies, came in second place, $66 million. And Monsters University, $82 million. It is.
I'm hearing great things about what pleases me a lot.
It is the second biggest opening for a Pixar movie behind Toy Story 3.
Woo!
So?
And before Monsters University, Pixar, which makes great shorts, did another great one in The Blue Umbrella.
I was about to ask about that.
Pixar should just do a year where they just make a bunch of new shorts and just string that along and show that in the theater. Because regardless of how some of the movies have not been so great over the last couple of years, mainly Cars 2.
Oh, shit.
The shorts have not dropped in quality. Last year, Paper Man was excellent. The Blue Umbrella is just touching. I mean, you look at Day and Night. Look at Presto movies, shorts like that. I mean, it's just top quality from Pixar.
Well, I don't do Disney movies anymore, so.
Or why don't you like Disney?
I'll be honest. I watched The Odd Life of Timothy Green on Saturday, so I gave that one a pass. But
Disney. You like that?
I honestly thought that was a good movie.
That movie was terrible.
No, I was crying at the end of that.
No, it wasn't. Where's your heart, Jordan?
It was a Saturday morning. I just decided to watch it, and I was crying at the end of that. That was a really
good movie. Where's your heart at, Jordan? That was not a bad movie. What's wrong with you?
As much as an evil bastard as I can be, I mean, that was such a good movie.
Okay. That movie is not good.
You are wrong. It is good.
That movie just, oh my god.
That movie is great.
That movie was not good.
That is a very
Okay. What's wrong with the movie?
Okay, well, let's see. These parents suck.
Who?
The parents suck.
Okay, I'll give you that, but go ahead.
Okay.
No, don't just say the parents suck. Tell us more.
I'm getting to that, damn it. Like, the parents suck. Okay, just pretty much all the adults are real dickheads.
How did the parents suck?
Okay, let's see. They tell the boy to stay away from this girl. For no reason. Why? What's wrong with her?
Because it wasn't the girl, okay? They was worried about the boy because he just sprung out of the ground, okay? That's not a regular occurring thing.
Okay, I will say this. The running gag of the married couple finishing each other's sentences fucking bored.
Plus, throughout the movie, they was learning how to become parents.
They are terrible because they're like, we would make more mistakes. Like,
yeah, because they listen. At the beginning of the movie, right, they thought they wanted to be parents. They thought they had to be perfect parents and couldn't do wrong. But then they found out it's not always that easy. But that doesn't make them bad parents if they make mistakes.
Let me also bring up the okay. Pretty much. The dad is like, I hate you, Dad. And he's trying to like instill that in his son. Dude, get over your own fucking daddy issues, please.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I just could not like this movie.
Oh my god. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Hey, look. I like some family films. But this ain't one of those good ones.
I don't like family films at all. I just found that this one was... I don't want to sound cheesy. It was very heartwarming.
Okay,
well, agree to disagree. I respect your opinion.
But Disney movies... I hate Disney movies just because they've gotten really cheesy over the years. When you look at them, they just... It's just the same old shit. And I just...
Y'all don't know what it is to grow up watching Disney. Neither one of you know what it is to grow up watching Disney movies. I can tell
you.
Really? No, let me finish.
What do you mean?
Let me finish. Okay? When I was a youth, okay, there was only Disney movies for me to watch. They didn't have a lot of the move, a lot of choices. It, you know, there was barely, most movies was either, you couldn't watch them as a kid, or they was too milquetoast. And Disney led the way. What do you think? You got Herbie the Love Bug and movies like that. I mean, my God, I'm just saying, y'all didn't really grow up watching Disney all the time. Y'all watched a different Disney. But anyway, let's move on. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk some news. I respect your opinion. We'll disagree to disagree.
I want to talk news because
question I have on the Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, okay.
What is with this trend of superheroes killing themselves? I know Bruce Wayne didn't actually die, but what is the trend now?
What trend? First Superman, what superheroes killed themselves?
First you got Superman, now Batman.
Superman didn't never killed himself.
Superman did kill himself. I saw Doomsday.
Dude, he didn't kill himself. Okay.
I thought superheroes were invincible.
Time out. That first they're not. Okay. Are you talking about the cartoon Doomsday or are you talking about the book?
I'm talking about the cartoon Doomsday.
Okay, he didn't kill himself. They thought he died fighting Doomsday. He didn't like, I must make the Arkham Asylum. He fought to the end. It just happens that the solar energy what gives him power ran out and is fighting Doomsday. So they thought he was dead. Didn't die. And there's no trend of heroes killing themselves. Heroes, real heroes don't kill themselves. Okay, they may make an ultimate sacrifice if they have no choice, but they don't just kill themselves. That makes no sense. And what other heroes you killed themselves?
Those are the only two that I know of so far.
Well, Superman didn't kill himself. Okay. And Batman didn't kill himself either. I don't know why people just don't figure out that. Okay, he's in the bat. He's flying the reactor out overseas. Why did people come with the speculation? Oh, he must have been flying it by remote. What? You just drop the bomb and fly away before it blows up. Why don't people realize he did that? Isn't that the simplest answer? That he flew it out over the sea. He dropped the bomb and he kept going.
It doesn't look like he dropped the bomb.
How could you tell from the distance? You watched it. You watched the plane go out towards the horizon, out of sight. You don't see it no more than the explosion. So it's just that simple. He dropped the bomb and took off.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just how I interpreted it, how I saw it, but I mean, it's whatever. I expect better out of
Plus,
Super
he probably Earth. Had on his bat anti-radiation suit on, so.
I had to return to this.
You know, Batman has all kinds of things in his gadget. He probably had bat anti-radiation
You know, like he's probably got bat condoms as well. Bat shark repellent. Probably got like a bad anti-radiation suit. It's
so,
Batman. It's everything.
Maybe I'll start trying to get more into the loop of these movies.
I mean, come on now. You saw Batman Dark Knight Rises. I mean, we've had like a good 3 or 4 comic book movies this year. You've missed out on.
Because I had no interest in them.
Why? You're a young man. You're a boy on top of that. You should be into the purity of comic books, okay? The sheer excitement and fantasy that we get when we read pen and paper and ink to page.
I mean, I enjoy comic books. I really do. It's just, after seeing, the whole thing of me just starting to not like superhero movies started when I went to see X-Men First Class.
What? You didn't like X-Men First Class?
Hell no.
That is an excellent movie. What is your problem? No, it's not. It is the best.
The only thing I liked about that movie was Zoe Kravitz playing, what was it, Firefly, something like
no,
that?
No, she was Firefly. Angel.
Angel. I like Zoe Kravitz, but whatever.
You didn't like Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy being great counterparts for Patrick, you know, for
that
Patrick.
That is the best X-Men movie out of all four of them.
No.
And you didn't like it. Man,
I didn't like it one bit.
You are losing points daily with me,
Ray,
okay?
Ray, please tell me you do not think X-Men Origins Wolverine is better than this.
Oh, of course! By all means!
Oh, what?
Yes!
Oh! Oh!
Yes!
Wait!
I loved
what
it!
What the fuck, man?
I loved X-Men 1, 2, and the third one, and I liked Origins.
Jordan.
Oh!
Jordan. Breathe. To relax.
I'm kind of hurt,
No, we're not going to get sucked.
I mean, I'm not doing
we're not going to get sucked into this black hole of hate, okay? We're not taking the bait, all right? This boy's disturbed.
Okay.
He doesn't know his comic
three.
Book movies.
I'll give you X-Men 3. It's not as bad as everyone says it is, but there's really good stuff in it, and the stuff I really like.
I tell you what's wrong
with
X-Men
3, really
and I like X-Men 3 to a point. The pacing is terrible. It just jumps from scene to scene. No real explanation. No, I mean, okay. When they're on the bridge, right? Crossing over to get to that island.
Golden State
Bridge, okay? They step on the bridge. It's daylight. That water is not that wide. By the time they get to the island, it's pitch black nighttime.
Hey, maybe they just took their time and said, like, hey, look at that building. You sure
No. You know, I noticed that also in the first Transformer movie, right? When the Decepticon is flying towards that base. It's daytime. And then when he gets close to the base, okay, the sun is setting a little bit. By the time he lands, it's pitch black.
Did Surfer ever tell you he didn't like any of the Transformer movies and I thought he was crazy? I think you're crazy to say,
Jordan,
that you thought all four.
Tell this man, did you believe that Transformers are shit? Did we lose him?
Come on, please.
Did we lose him?
Uh-oh.
Okay, he must have stepped off. Yes, Transformers are shitty movies, okay? Especially.
Hold on. The first Transformers movie is decent. Two,
it's not decent.
A major fucking venereal disease.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Oh, by the way, before anyone asks, I have not seen the first one because number two is the worst movie. Is my worst movie of all time.
Okay.
Let
me tell you something.
Why would I want to subject myself?
I
want to
tell you something about the original Transformer. Okay, I saw that, and my initial thought when I walked out was, well, it wasn't what I grew up with. Right? Okay, but it was. I thought, hey, it looked pretty, but it didn't have much to it. Okay? Now, I went back and saw it in IMAX because they released it later on that summer in IMAX. Now, there is not a movie that I've ever been to in IMAX that didn't blow me away. And I'm telling you, I was bored as hell watching that movie in IMAX. And the flaws just came out so glaring in that movie. And then when you watch the added scenes, the stereotypes, this man likes to put in his movies when it comes to black people and Asians.
Oh, come on. I thought it was funny.
And Hispanics and all this. These stereotypes, they're just nuts. And then women, he just objectifies them and they're just sex objects to him. They don't have a brain. They just have big breasts and a butt to zoom in for the camera to zoom in on. And then
I thought of
Transformers 2 was just the worst piece of garbage with the step and fetch Negro bots.
Fuck this movie.
Who
fuck
sat there and said, "We don't read." After all the cooning and buffooning they did, they sat there and said they don't read. And then Transformers 3 was just, okay, if you watch, people complain about Man of Steel and the destruction. Well, There's plenty of that in Transformers 3. You're watching builders topple left and right. And nobody complained that Optimus Prime didn't save anybody. So, anyway. I'm getting mad, and I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm going to stop the... I'm going to take a break for a second. So I can upload this one to Blog Talk Radio on a later date. So, let me play a quick song real quick. Quiet.
I'd like to make a request for my dog.
Hold up, be quiet, please. Okay, we're back. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show on Rant EM Radio. And let me tell you about the other fine program we have on this network.
What other fine shows do we have?
Well, glad you ask, okay? Start off with every Tuesday at 8 p.m. It's The Rant. And his, with Double A. And he'll take you in over the week's worth of wrestling news and go over Raw and SmackDown sometimes. And maybe you can get some TNA album if he's up to it. But, you know, that's hard for him to do. On Saturday nights, we have William Morgan, the Wrestling Calling Show, where they discuss wrestling news every Saturday night at 11 p.m. Also, tune in and follow. Wait, sorry, I got to get this Skype. The Ringside Report. Follow them on Twitter at Ringside Podcast to find out when they decide to do their show, because it's a moving show. It lives. But Lexicon and Lee go over ROH wrestling and
NXT.
Plus, once a month, you have the Young Buck versus Old Head with Rage here, and Lee argues points about what they can't agree on. Topic changes every show. I want to do the show. I do.
I'll make arrangements.
You know, I've really got to get a script for this, because I'm terrible at this. Hold on.
Check out all the fun articles on Rant EM. We got Lex's list on teams that you want to own on Madden 25. My article, my anime novel of the month with Samurai Executioner, Lex's yard sale adventures. Double A just uploaded a new taste challenge from Vegas on Carl's Jr.
I have not had Carl Jr.'s in my life, and
me either.
Yeah, he showed the clip with Biggie Langston taking Teddy Long's sandwich, and you know, I'm sorry, I'd have kicked him in his nuts because.
I think Teddy Long would like tomato sauce.
You can't be biting on my burger now. I'm sorry. That's a fightable offense. All right.
Hey,
if I have to take an ass whipping, you're not biting my burger.
Hey. Now let's just be calm. What does anyone like on their burger? Me, I like some buttons.
Anyway,
mozzarella cheese. No American. No.
Let's get in some news.
Onions, barbecue.
Okay, let's get in some news. But I can't. My page is messing up. Hold on. Okay, Ray, you are anime guy, right?
Yep.
Did you see the new Gotcha Man trailers?
Gotcha Man.
Live action Gotcha Man.
Not yet.
All right.
You want to show me it?
Oh man, hold on.
I'm kind of multitasking right now.
You really need to follow me on Facebook. You know, the What Are You Reading comic book show on Facebook.
I didn't know there was a page on Facebook.
I just sent Double A the sorry. There you go.
Can I just say for the record that I found Speed Racer movie to be awful?
I can't agree with you on that. It's not a great movie, but I can't say it's awful. I mean, they made an admirable attempt. It just, they were trying to do a live action anime, and it just didn't translate well. Maybe that's just one of those movies that shouldn't have been made into a live action. But I give them credit for trying. I do. I mean, I've seen worse movies, so I can't put Speed Racer as a terrible movie. And trust me, I see enough movies. I know worse when I see it. But there's two Gotcha Man trailers I posted on Facebook on the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show on Facebook. You can follow me there, folks. You can also follow Rant EM Radio on Facebook. And be kept up on all the wrestling news and comic book news when I post in there sometimes, and all the other fun things that people like to post in the group page. The Lego movie trailer came out this week.
Oh, that's right.
Lego movie trailer. Wow.
Yes.
Which I will admit, impressed the hell out of me.
Now, is this like the first official Lego movie? This
Lego
is the first
Batman
one they put a budget behind and put in the theaters.
Oh, well, in that case, yes.
Because they've done Lego movies before, right?
There's Lego Batman in the movie, which I actually just saw.
Oh, this look good.
What, the Gotcha Man?
Did
you see them do the thing when they're flying down the circle? I was impressed in that. The only thing they didn't do was the cyclone thing.
This look really good. I'm going to go see if I can, search this up. I know it's not going to see a U.S. release, but... I have a question. Can anybody tell me what this new show on ABC is? What is it? The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Marvel?
ABC wants Avengers money. Well, besides that, honestly, I'm kind of glad because now we'll have like a live action Marvel and a live action DC show going on from Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's actually pretty.
As long as they don't come out at the same time.
Say what? Wait, Arrow is being moved?
No, I'm just saying. Like, somebody might get the idea. Let's compete them against each other. See what show comes out better.
Hey, ABC, CW.
Don't put it past ABC to do something like that. I mean, they've done it.
Look, we all know Arrow's gonna get its ass.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if you ever watch these shows, right? But my wife and kids used to come on one day, and then the Bernie Mac show used to come on another day.
Yeah.
And then somebody came with the idea of putting them on at the same exact time, on the same day. And that was just wrong. It was that's like a black on black crime. And these were two shows I was just loving, and then I had to flip back and forth, and that was just terrible. And set my machine to record both shows at the same time, which is, you didn't have to go through that.
You gotta choose. It's simple. And for me, I chose Bernie Mac because I couldn't stand watching D.L. Hughley.
No, my wife and kids.
No, my wife and kids, not D.L. Hughley. I couldn't stand watching
my wife and kids
face.
Was fine programming. You know, okay. The one thing about, we're getting off the comic book subject. Let me say this real quick. The thing about my wife and kids, right? There were some situations that was real, that really happened. Like, when he caught his son having sex in his bed, he kicked him the hell out of the house. You never see anything like that on TV.
True.
Well, Yeah, I mean, like I said, Arrow didn't start out too good, but then it became...
Arrow was a slow, steady climb as far as how good that show became.
Oh, it was. I am totally in love with Arrow right now.
It, you know, it started off, you know, the early episode were decent to good, you know. And, you know, they're doing the flashbacks and, you know, you didn't think they was going to put as much detail into these island flashbacks. You thought they was going to just do it a couple episodes and then, you know, move on, right? And you thought he was on this island by himself for 5 years. But then you find out he wasn't. And, you know, the dangers he was going through. And each week you're watching him go through these dangers on the island and you're like, man. He really went through a lot. Yeah.
Although, do we really need to make Deathstroke a main character for the second season?
Why not?
Alright, here we go. I might as well just say it now. I'm not that big a fan of Deathstroke.
Because you don't know Deathstroke.
I know Deathstroke.
No, you don't know Deathstroke.
I read the Wolfman Perez New Teen Titans. Alright?
You read those early issues, and you think Deathstroke is not a good character.
I read the entire damn run, thank you very much. And I read Teen Titans. What? Deathstroke isn't interesting.
And you didn't think Deathstroke wasn't a badass in Young Justice?
Oh, he was in Young... Oh, no, in Young Justice, yeah, but it's just like... He's just getting this sudden push, or like, Deathstroke's been known, alright? He's been pretty well known. It's just, you know, there are more characters worthy of a push. Like, you know, suddenly Katana got one. Then again, that's just because of Beware of the Batman. But still, I mean, let's give Katana, you know, a push. And if it's,
yeah, but, listen, they took a character they could use, okay? That doesn't take a lot to realize, okay?
See,
he's a mercenary.
How many
Green Arrow villains do you know?
Count Vertigo, Merlin, Onomatopoeia.
And they used all of them.
They can create new ones.
No. You want to stick to what, you know, they have a history. You want to stick to that. But let me get some more news out here, okay? This is no surprise that Whedon said that there's going to be no Loki in Avengers 2, which there's no need for him. I mean, you know, you're moving on. You don't need Loki to be the bad villain this time. You get a bigger, better villain for the Avengers to have to come together to stop. Okay, and if Loki's back, that means Thor's not doing his job pretty well. Plus, people will get tired of seeing Loki in 2. You know, people want new villains, so. And Thanos is as new as it gets. Also, there are going to be no Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which,
I don't know how much I really believe that.
Well, it's Marvel. You know, for all we know, they could be lying their asses off right now.
I mean, yeah, of course you wouldn't find any of them out in space, but I can't see somebody not showing up in the post-scene credit. Like, maybe, you know, they get a heads up, hey, Thanos is on the way to Earth. You may want to get ready. I don't know.
We won't know. I mean, we won't know until next August.
This has been a slow news week, to be honest. Have you read anything, Jordan? News-wise?
Oh, there was something else I did read. I've been reading up on 100 Bullets.
No, I'm asking about news.
Oh. Well, then.
Yeah, I guess that. Okay.
No.
I can't talk.
Not at all. The only other news I know is, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is moving to a new network.
Yeah, the new Fox network.
New Fox network.
Yes, coming in the fall, I believe.
But so they're getting rid of FX?
No.
No. FX will still be around, since, like, they're moving, like, the league, and It's Always Sunny, and they're expanding totally by us with W. Kamal Bell. So, like,
I think they're moving all their non-movies or something.
Yes.
But,
No. They're keeping Wilfred on.
Oh, okay. But listen.
And Louie. They don't want to lose Louie.
I gotta get this out of my system, okay? Gotta talk about this. Marvel just wrapped up their big crossover, Age of Ultron. Okay?
So now we have 2 months until the next one.
Now, Age of Ultron was supposed to come out, I think, like, almost 2 years ago, or a year ago at least. And, you know, they previewed it 2 years ago in their Point One book, which I just wasted my money buying. Because it was just $6 down the drain. It gave me nothing. And, you know, things that was going on in different books that was setting this up. And then it didn't happen because Avengers vs. X-Men was going on. And they couldn't have these two storylines competing with each other. Fine. So they pushed it back to this year. So the story's already written, and you could tell it seemed like it fit more to last year than this year. What's going on with their Marvel now? All right, now, the crossover books, they had no choice but to make them current. But the story itself didn't read current. For example, Spider-Man seemed like Peter Parker more than he seemed like Doc Ock, Spider-Man, okay? So, they're claiming it's Superior Spider-Man. It seemed more like Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't really believe.
But this is how it went. 10 issues now. Like, came out almost weekly. 10 issues, okay? Starts off, Ultron has won already. Like, we're in the middle of this Age of Ultron where he done took out most of the heroes. He destroyed most of the Earth. Everybody that's left is all confused and beat down and don't know what the hell's going on. What they're going to do to stop Ultron, okay? Like, heroes are afraid to even go out and rescue other heroes. Hawkeye goes out to rescue Spider-Man. And he's told, if you go out there, don't even bother to come back. He rescues Spider-Man. He comes back. They're like, we told you not to come back. He's like, look, I was going to rescue this man no matter what. So they let him back in because he's not affected by Ultron. Captain America, who never, never gives up, is shattered. Doesn't know what to do. Everybody's waiting for him to tell them what to do. He doesn't know what to do. There's other storylines going on. You got people like Red Hawk and Moon Knight, and they got information that supposed to be helpful for the heroes, but they got to get to the other heroes. And then they discover that Ultron is trading heroes to allow villains to stay alive. So they come up with this plan to trade in either Luke Cage or She-Hulk. Only discover there's no Ultron. There's the Vision, who's being controlled by Ultron from the future. So, both end up dying, but not before Luke Cage escapes and gets blown up by nuclear bombs and flies a Quinjet that he's been an Avenger for years and still don't know how to fly a freaking Quinjet, okay? They should have been taught him how to do that. Crashes the Quinjet, crawling through the Savage Land, and dies off camera, but not before they find out what's going on. So they come up with this idea, let's travel to the future and stop Ultron. And they got one of Doom's time machines because of Nick Fury, you know, he's Mr. I gotta be prepared for everything. He's like storing off people's uniforms and weapons, and like they're like, how did you get this? How did you get that? He got web shooters for Spider-Man, he got an armor for Iron Man, he got everything. in his little hidden bunker that only he knows about. So, Wolverine, who is like, why are we traveling to the future and we can just travel to the past and kill Hank Pym, who created Ultron? We don't have to worry about this no more. Well, as these heroes go off into the future, he decides, fuck it, I'm going to the past. And he's followed by the Invisible Woman, who's the only living member of the Fantastic Four left. They've even left their kids stranded out in space to come back and help, and all got slaughtered. This is how disjointed the storyline is. The Fantastic Four is out in space, but apparently, now I just discovered this in New Avengers, that Reed Richards can travel back to Earth anytime he wants. Because he's been doing that the whole time, dealing with the Illuminati. So he comes to Earth, deals with them, and then goes back out in space like it's nothing. Meanwhile, you got the fake Fantastic Four at the back, but they don't know what's going on. They think the Fantastic Four is dead. They don't know what's going on because they were supposed to come back in 4 minutes, didn't come back. That is so wrong of Reed Richards not to say, hey, look, we're fine, we're out in space. So, you know, just keep everything safe till we get back. No. Anyway. So they go back in the past, and Wolverine's thinking, now, I know these egghead types, okay? If you tell them you fucked up, they don't think, all right, well, I won't do this. They think, well, now that I know I fucked up, I won't fuck up this time. And he just happens to get there when Hank Pym comes up with this idea, you know, I can create artificial intelligence. And he's like, damn it, now I got to kill you. So they fight. Sue Richards is there. She's like, I should stop Wolverine. And he's like, think about your kids. And she does. She turns her back, allows Wolverine to kill Hank Pym in the past. Right? And they don't even know who the hell Wolverine is. He has not even been introduced in the Marvel Universe at this point. So Hank Pym doesn't know who this guy is. He's just some killer. This crazy killer shows up. So then they travel back to the present, where everything is now changed. Because since they killed off Hank Pym, the Avengers broke up after that. They found this man dead. He was their friend, as crazy as he was, smacking his wife around and everything. And so there's no Ultron, so no Vision. But then all this other crazy stuff going. For some reason, Morgan Le Fay takes over Lavaria and tries to take over the Earth. And at some point, Thor is killed off. So Odin goes to hell with Earth, y'all on your own. So now every day they have to fight off Morgan Le Fay and her forces. And you got Tony Stark, who's like the top cop of this universe. And since there's no Avengers, you have the Defenders, which is a makeshift of people that would be Avengers and people that would be Defenders. Okay? But they get back to the present, and they're like, what the hell's going on? And then there's two Wolverines now, because you have a Wolverine still in that timeline, and you have the one that just came back from the past. And then they're looking at the Invisible Woman like, you're dead. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be dead. So they think they're Skrulls, because apparently the Kree-Skrull War came and messed things up. So they get attacked by Morgan Le Fay. They fight off her, and Wolverine goes, I gotta fix this. I gotta go back in time. Okay, now, before all that happened, though, I need to go backtrack. The people that went to the future to stop Ultron, right? They get to the future. They're trying to get to Ultron's citadel. They're attacked by Ultron drones. You never find out what the hell happened to them. Whether they got the Ultron, whether they got killed, anything. Because then they went off with this Wolverine's in the past. And he didn't change the past. So now he's come back and the present has changed. And so he's going to go back and stop himself from killing Hank Pym. And Iron Man's telling him, look, you know, you keep traveling in the past, you're going to fuck things up. And Wolverine doesn't care. Look, he's not listening to nobody. He knows. He's the best there is at what he does. He goes back. He convinces himself you can't kill Hank Pym. So they come up with this idea that he got from Iron Man, like, put a virus inside Ultron that'll trigger at a certain point. So, they're going to go back to the present. You can't have two Wolverines, so one Wolverine has to kill the other. How do you do that when Wolverine has a healing factor? I still haven't figured that one out yet. Maybe this explains why Wolverine is in so many books at one time. Because there's the other Wolverine running around, and nobody knows there's two of them. Anybody? Have I lost anybody yet? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, I was listening.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm still broadcasting.
I did not care about Age of Ultron.
Okay, all right.
I'm visualizing the story as you're telling it.
All right, issue 9 ended with Hank Pym creating Ultron. Ultron coming online and said, "Yeah, Father, I'm alive." So this is a scene that's been shown in flashback where he creates Ultron for the first time. But as we know, when Ultron came online, he wiped Hank Pym's memory. He didn't know Hank Pym didn't know he created him. Then he upgraded himself, became Ultron 5, created the Vision to attack the Avengers. Vision ended up joining the Avengers. Then he attacked. They defeated him a few times. Every time he come back, he's Ultron 6. He's Ultron 7. He's Ultron 8. He's been around so long, he doesn't even number himself no more. He's just fucking Ultron. Okay. So, the last issue, which came poly bag. Because they didn't want anybody to know what the hell was going on. They wanted to act like it was a special issue. Okay? Even the extra covers came polybagged, right? So you couldn't know what was on the cover. Starts off, Hank Pym. This is months ago, right? There was an issue that came out on Free Comic Book Day where a group of villains captured Spider-Woman. The Avengers came, saved her, kicked her butt. They had this technology from space they thought was a space knight. Turned out it was Ultron. They tried to stop Ultron. Ultron was like, "Oh no, I'm not ready for this fight." Teleports away. You never see him again. And the last thing you hear is Tony saying, "Oh God, we're in trouble now. Ultron's smarter than all of us. This is going to come back to bite us in the ass." Okay. So, months in the past, from where all this started, Hank Pym gets a beep on his computer. He's like, "Who's pinging me? I don't like that." It's like, "Go to the door." So he goes to the door. There's a package there. He opens the package. There's a pad. On the pad is a video of him, who's explaining to him what happened in the past. That they created this virus to stop Ultron. He had to forget. It was important. But now he has to remember, because Ultron's about to come back. So they show the scene where they're rescuing Spider-Woman, and Ultron comes back, and then he calls Tony Stark at that point. He's like, "Iron Man, we gotta stop him. Do this, upload this." So they upload this backdoor program that was programmed into Ultron at the beginning, that Ultron doesn't know about. And Ultron's like, "Oh, I think you're slick. Well, you know, I'm going to recode this." And they're attacking Ultron to keep him off balance so he can't get away. So Ultron thinks it's just a backdoor program. He doesn't realize by trying to change his backdoor program, he triggers a virus that's been hidden inside of him. So it wipes Ultron. His memory's gone. Now, of course, Ultron never goes away for good. And I've been reading Marvel long enough to know there's two other Ultrons floating around. He's like Brainiac. Like you think he destroyed him, but his consciousness is alive somewhere. All right, so then Wolverine, Invisible Woman, they come back to the present. Everything's fine. City's safe. No destruction. And they think, okay, we're about to go back to everything. And next thing you know, there's this shattering going on around everybody. Like the time is breaking. And everybody notices it. And like, what the hell's going on here? All right. So then they start showing the consequence of this. You see Miles Morales. He's swinging around in the alternate universe. And he's, he's like, "Yeah, I'm getting used to these web shoes." And the next thing you know, Galactus shows up. Not their Galactus, which they've already defeated. There were 616 Galactus. Big purple guy to each planet. You see his big shadow in the sky and lightning and everything. So now he's in the alternate universe and they're in trouble. And, you know, they're like, yeah, Wolverine messed up again. We told him, you know, time travel is going on forever, but this time it's just one too many times. So now, the main thing is, from Image Comics, Angela is in the Marvel Universe, right? And she's ready to kill the person who made her show up in this universe she doesn't belong in. Now, she's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy, and Neil Gaiman is going to be writing Guardians of the Galaxy. Here's my problem with this whole thing. Now, I don't think it's bad. But the problem I have is, this was a book about defeating Ultron, and Ultron never showed the hell up. You can't count the Ultron from the past. That's not the Ultron they was dealing with. And they never showed Ultron. In this entire 10-issue run, I don't get it. Somebody explain to me how you're going to have a book about Ultron and Ultron doesn't show up.
Story sounds ass backwards.
It's just a lot of people that are truly upset over this, over being just taken. You know, spent $40 to follow this story. And there were some good things about it. But I was expecting them to take on the Ultron that took on, that defeated them. Not an Ultron in the past that doesn't even know what the hell is going on. That doesn't count. That's not them stopping Ultron the way it was supposed to. It, you know, one thing, like I said, if the people, the heroes in the future had got the Ultron and he wiped the floor with them, that would have been fine. You didn't even see that. You don't even know what happened to him. So, of course, you know there are going to be more Age of Ultron books down the line because now this universe exists. Just like they still do storylines from Age of Apocalypse. And they still do storylines from House of M. When they create these alternate timelines, they never let it go. Never. So, folks, still Marvel. Still read Marvel books.
I'm reading Marvel books as well, just not their events.
I still think Thor's amazing.
Half of their publishing line.
But maybe I need to stop. Maybe I just need to just read these stuff in the store and save my money. Because I'm going broke as it is anyway, buying comic books. I don't need to go any broker. I mean,
anyway,
any last words before we end this train wreck of a show?
Look for Marvel's new event comic in 2 months.
What, Infinity?
All right, that's my biggest Marvel event. Honestly, keep reading Shoe, Hawkeye, Daredevil, Wonder Woman. I've taken a gander at the second Wonder Woman trade of the new 52. That is Brian Azzarello. Great work there. And and guess what I'm finally reading? Blackest Night.
You know, I'm going to have to read Infinity most likely because most of the books I read now is going to tie into this thing. But, you know, they don't want to end these storylines. Even last year, they claimed that X-Men versus Avengers versus X-Men, that when that ended, that was it. But that's not the case. It just morphed into...
Oh, I thought you were about to say it was one of the best books of the year. Then I was going to laugh.
No. X-Men... Avengers vs. X-Men wasn't a bad story. There was times it dipped and times it was really good. But I'm saying, when it ended, it didn't... It led into more storyline. So, I mean, let's just get an ending to these storylines. Not set up for the next thing down the line. Because now you're going to get, like I said, you're going to get Galactus in the alternate universe. You get Angela in it. And then you get Avengers AI. Because Hank Pym knows what he did wrong. And now is going to create artificial intelligence that's going to help mankind. Yes. Any last words before we go?
Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, good. Amazing Spider-Man, not so much.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. And, you know, I wanted to like Amazing Spider-Man, but the more I watched it, the less I started to...
Oh, I did want to say real quick. I actually caught a few more Teen Titans Go. Yeah, I'm not sticking with this.
I'm not... Oh, thank you. Finally, someone who agrees with me on that.
I mean, the animation show is okay, and it's got the original voice cast, and this is the only place besides rereading... Oh, wait. This is the only place besides rereading old issues where I can get the Starfire I know and love and respect.
You love the cartoon now. Starfire?
Like, the stories...
First of all, there's no stories. It's just gags.
I know, but these vignettes, you know, the one about Silky being caught up in this, you know, Starfire second cup in this fucking telenovela was just...
Say that again now.
Okay. Here, one of the recent ones, Silky, Starfire's pet alien, thingamajig. Right. Starfire had to go away. So the Teen Titans had to look after him.
And he got out the building. Yeah, no, I watched that.
And he got, and he fell, and like some sense was like, you do not say much, but your face is all you need. And it was like some stupid telenovela being done, and it was just so dumb and stupid. I'm like, that was the point. Look, I knew the show wanted to be for kids, but I thought, hey, there's got to be some middle ground. That's just proof. No. This show don't give no shit about adults as a watch.
Well, they don't, it's never about them going out and stopping crime. It's about them just being silly with each other.
That's what it is.
Hey, you know, I can appreciate that, but how about having some segments where they do go out and fight some crime? Because they're the Teen Titans.
It's not funny, though. It's just they took the drama and the seriousness of the original Teen Titans and just gave us this whole comedy, this bad comedy and shit. I don't like it.
Well, apparently it's popular because it's going to come back.
I bet it is.
Was it renewed?
I think so. I mean, like, kids today, it just proves how fucking dumb they are.
Well, all the evidence I need to not have kids. You know, even more evidence.
No, you can have kids. You got to teach them better. That's all.
No, you shouldn't have kids.
Because any kid I have, he's going to be super intelligent. He's going to know his comic book and his cartoon. He's going to know quality. He's going to have my high standards.
You know what? I'll raise my aunt. I'll raise my nieces and nephews. All right. I'm just not gonna be a dad.
Being a dad. It's like kids are just bad for the economy.
Fatherhood is not for me.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna end it. So, everybody. Say goodnight.
Good night. Peace.
Goodbye, infidels.
Be back next week. Peace.
Deuces.
The Justice League of America, the combined might and power of the Man of Steel and the Cosmic Crusader, the Winged Avenger and the King of the Sea, the Tiny Titan and the Scarlet Streak. All working together for good against evil as the Justice League of America.